Can I remember any governor or president who actually said, I am going on vacation? That
they hardly do.
They hardly do. And you should go on vacation and hand over. It's not your personal property.
Yeah.
In fact, it should be made compulsory that whoever is a governor or whatever must take X number of days and must hand over.
Right.
These are little things we need to tidy up, you know, in our whatever. But don't let me take too much of our time.
Let's dig in. We're going to start with page 18 of the Vanguard. Please shelve NSAS memorial. Who is talking?
The Vanguard. It's the editorial. Everybody, Falana believes that, yes, because indeed, I hear the police have also said it can take place and they will supply support. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so maybe for once we might have something peaceful. I hope it will be peaceful and not be hijacked. However, I don't want us to lose sight of that window of opportunity that is just 18 months away. We shouldn't lose sight, and the time to prepare for it is now. We can't spend our lives demonstrating without moving forward. Don't get me wrong, I didn't say don't demonstrate, but if we applied ourselves and had the government that we could handle much better, then maybe the need to demonstrate will not arise, because it comes with a lot of collateral cost. And therefore, I believe that we shouldn't miss that opportunity that comes up in 2023 for us to put in a new government that would probably move us forward in the direction that we want. So don't let's lose sight of that. But the Punch the Vanguard puts up this argument to say that we caution youth and social advocacy groups to kindly shelve the anniversary activities to a more opportune time in the future. Let me take that paragraph. This warning is coming just because, they think that there might be parades and there could be shooting and so on and so forth. Maybe also now is the time for us to think of other ways by which these demonstrations can take place. Look at the Stay at Home, for example. It brings less casualties, but it makes a bigger impact. Now, I'm not saying we should start Stay at Home. I'm just saying there are other ways by which you can protest that there will be less loss of lives and harm to limb and whatever. Many ways. You can tell all of us to tie black bands. You can, many ways. But which that can be done. I'm not about to lecture on how that could be done. But they say that any attempt to protest again will surely lead to further bloodshed, particularly as government will likely do all in its power to prevent a reenactment of the looting spree and attack on police personnel. Well, now that we probably have some kind of police assurance, I am thinking and I am hoping that there has been a meeting of minds between the would-be demonstrators and the police, both bearing in mind the consequences if it is hijacked. And they said, among importantly, we should not dance into the waiting arms of evil politicians who had attempted but woefully failed to twist the crisis last year into a Yoruba-Igbo ethnic confrontation. It didn't lead to any Yoruba-Igbo confrontation, to the best of my knowledge. I think, in fact, if anything at all, almost all nationals were there. So I don't know where this paragraph is coming on. Anyway, the issues that led to the NSAS process are still germane, but another process at this time should be avoided. That is the view of the Vanguard. My view is, if the police and the organizers have met and they have devised a way by which they will ensure that it hasn't been hijacked, then that would be it would be okay for us to protest. But don't let's lose the opportunity that is given to us in 2023. To at least not just to have our say, but to have our way. If I go by what the lady said last week, Thursday, was it? Where it says that so far it appears that 70% of those who have registered are youth, then we seem to be headed somewhere.
Indeed. Page 3 of the Punch newspaper has a story here. NUJ IPC demand probe of Vanguard reporter's disappearance.
Now, this frightened me. This frightened me. Let me read the story. The NUJ Council has called on security agents to unravel the mystery surrounding the disappearance of Vanguard newspaper reporter Todu Salem. It says that the reporter, who is attached to the House of Reps, has not been seen since Wednesday, October 13, almost a week today. Okay? And it says, in a statement jointly signed by the council's chairman, Ogbeche, and secretary, Ugu, the union said Salem's disappearance was unacceptable, calling on the security agents to find him. And they said that for all us journalists in Abuja, we have been on edge these past few days over the mysterious disappearance of our colleague and friend. And they go on to say, of course, it is worrying that an adult will simply vanish into thin air without a trace, and that it is unacceptable. They urge the police and department, DSS, to rise up to the occasion and provide answers to this troubling situation. The International Press Center said Salem's disappearance should be accorded high priority. I wonder, how do you know if somebody has disappeared? The report doesn't say they've spoken to any of his family. And this report is written by the Vanguard, and is a staff of the Vanguard.
Yeah.
You know, so perhaps it would be nice if we could be educated as to what do they mean by he has disappeared. Is it that he hasn't turned up at work? I don't think it's just that. But let's see. Let's hear from the wife, hear from the children, hear from the family.
Yeah.
You see, because when you hear that a journalist has disappeared, your antenna goes up.
Mm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Does it have to do with... And now you say that he covered the House of Reps. So is it a political thing? Or are they kidnappers? You just don't know.
Yeah.
But we all need to be very, very careful. I see people jogging sometimes as early as 5:30, 6 in certain neighborhoods. Try to restrain yourself from doing these things.
Yeah, I always tell people that.
A simple van can just park by your side and pick you up, and that's it.
You've gone without a trace.
Jogging 5:30, 5. Do you know that this country is so bad that in reality, if you're very, very conscious, you can't even walk down the road to buy something in your own neighborhood. In less than 1 minute, you're gone. People notice that he jogs along this way, just park by your side, point the gun at you. Okay, please come in and smile as you're coming in if you don't want to get shot. Then people think that, oh, he's going with them, they're his friends, and that's it. So let's all be careful. The Vanguard needs to give us much more. And the story, and I'm a bit disappointed at the Vanguard, because you carried the story, you didn't even put his photograph for people to see, just in case anybody who's reading the story would know where he is. So please, let's have something a bit more that shows a bit more concern and professionalism from the Vanguard in this particular instance.
Right. If you go to page 9 of the Punch newspaper, less than 4% of Nigerians will be vaccinated by 2021, or Shimbaju. That report is right here on page 9 of the Punch newspaper.
When you said that report is right here, I thought you wanted to tell me that report is right. Okay, now the vice president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, who should know all things, has said that less than 4% of his eligible population would have been vaccinated by the end of the year. I wonder if he has had a meeting of minds with the secretary to the government, who says that by December it will be compulsory for all civil servants to have been vaccinated. Because if your target is less than 4%, surely some civil servants might be found wanting in this exercise.
Yep.
So how do you make up for that? And this is why I say that there is there's a leadership, there's a missing link in leadership in this country. Sometimes what you get from people in full authority doesn't show that a well-rounded decision has been taken. Because if I'm heading a meeting, okay, I'm at the meeting, I know that only 4% will be 4%.
Yeah.
When I know that I can make 4% of the population, do you think I'm being unduly alarmist?
No, you're not, actually.
I don't know where this is.
And that's our conversation at 8 a.m. today.
With who?
With Barrister Monday Ubani.
He's coming here.
We'll talk to him via telephone.
What are you talking about?
This compulsory vaccination.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the government said by 1st of December, they won't be allowed into their offices.
That's what we're talking
about.
Exactly. And in other climes where it is available, you know, you could give that kind of order. I wouldn't have more to quarrel with. But under these circumstances, you're going to create a panic, you know, and then from there, you now start seeing fake papers, fake cards, fake this and fake that and that, and leads to all kinds of... dances I don't want to think of today. Today is a public... Barakah the Salah to our Muslim brothers today. Today is Eid al-Maulud, right?
Eid al-Maulud.
It's the birthday of the Holy Prophet.
Eid al-Maulud. Let's go to Vanguard right now. We're on page 8 of the Vanguard. OBJ Jonathan Mon, as first U.S. Black Secretary of State, Colin Powell, dies of COVID-19 complications.
There are some people that are close to you. When you hear of their death, it's like you're hit by a thunderbolt. There is something about Colin Powell, or rather there was something about him that made you respect and like him. Here is a man of all things. I said he's the first black Joint Chief of Staff and so on and so forth. But here is a man who is a Republican who said that because of the circumstances, he would not be voting for the Republican president and instead supported the Democratic president on point of principle. It's sad to see Powell go. He died of COVID complications, and yes, for the anti-vaccine people, he had been vaccinated twice. However, remember that he had cancer of the blood. You see, for those of you that jubilate, in quotes, when you hear somebody who had been vaccinated ended up dying, you need to do a complete study of what actually happened. It is important that you need to, you know, some of the people that you hear died of COVID usually have some underlying conditions that were pushed by this. So it's not enough for you to use that as an excuse to say, in any case, those who took the vaccine are also dying. So what? You are free to do, you know, to take whatever it is you want. It's a free world. If you want to believe all the propaganda that you know that is going on against it, good luck to you. But majority cannot be going right and you be going left. And I don't mean Japan.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I just meant
no left movement.
No left movement. It says here, you know, Colin Powell was born in 1937. Okay, of immigrant parentage. It's very important for you to know that. And he was able to rise, even as a black man, to Joint Chiefs. Okay, so Jonathan has, you know, he says that while paying tribute to the late general, his career paved the way for other African Americans to reach for the top, adding that he articulated a new paradigm for engaging in military action. And it's important for you to know that he served both leaders. He served Bush for 4 years and Clinton for another two. Which you know, lends credence to the fact that the man was just a well-rounded military officer, and he was a statesman. May his soul rest in perfect peace. That's all there is to life.
That's right.
For those of us who want to kill ourselves, acquiring everything, acquiring power, money, everything, you want to acquire everything unto yourself, one day you're going to leave it all and end up in a 6-foot hole. But what would people say after you are gone? Don't bother about what people say when you are still around and you have money to dole out. What will people say after you have gone or you have favors to dispense? What will people say in the corner of their rooms after you have gone? You know, Awolowo has been dead now for only God knows. Some people see shed tears when they are talking about him. The same applies to Zeke. The same applies to people like Fela Kuti. Whatever you might think of him, what would people say in all honesty after you are gone? You know, we're going to do a program on what happens when people die.
Yes, we're going to do that.
Have you seen anybody who is dead before, who had been dead?
No.
Is that what the
But I've heard stories of people who actually came
many,
back.
Many. A cousin of mine died in 1968. And appeared to her sister. You know, appeared to her sister. And because sister now called to say that, how could so-and-so have come to the UK and I didn't know this? She died 2-3 days ago. You know, and I remember Tokunbo worked with me for a while, earlier in the day. And she said that her grandfather, after when he died, some people who were calling for the funeral saw him walking in the opposite direction.
Yes,
there have been stories of people who, there's a story, I don't know if it's authenticated though, but it was a very strong story, of somebody who had died. He didn't know, he met another woman, he married her, And after a time, you know, they started having children. Yeah. Then one day he disappeared, you know. The woman wanted to go through his things. That's why it's good to be thorough in marriage, but that's another story. Go through his things and so on and so forth. Then they went to his village. So they asked of him that, we're looking for so and so. He said, he died 20 years ago. That's where we buried him. Then they said the woman fainted.
Is that not a movie?
It's not a movie. Go and sit down. Why don't you be impolite and say, I crafted the story? He said, is that not a movie? But they have... I don't like it. I don't like it though. Let me behave like my grandsons. I don't like it though. But it also says people claim. That's why I'm using my words carefully. That yes, and indeed, I think there was a book where it was said that somebody saw JF Kennedy way back then walking on a beach.
Wow.
I heard that if it's not your time to go, they tend to hover around. I don't know these things. You know, I don't know book. But there is reason to believe that people who die are sometimes still around.
I think when you're dead, you're dead.
See, when I'm dead. I'm not dead. I think that...
Why
do
no,
you say when
you,
I am dead?
You,
then
you.
Then don't say when
not
you're
you,
dead.
No,
you. Then you say when I'm dead, I'm dead.
When someone dies, the person...
Why don't you want to use I? Why?
He was
comfortable...
I'm saying this is applicable to everybody. It's not me, it's not
it
you.
It was comfortable to say when you are dead, you are dead.
I'm not even referring to
you. You are looking in my direction.
No, you are not going anywhere yet.
They say that usually when the dead man dies, he takes one person along.
Where did you hear that one?
No, they say that when somebody dies, that he takes an Abubakar takes somebody along, so that what he's been doing on what he's been doing on earth, he can now do. I've marked two of you down.
You're not the royal father now.
I'm not the royal father.
So that's
but
only
who,
applicable
who,
to that royal father.
If I die, who will I do analysis with in future? Mama, that's all.
There's no future now. Once you're gone, you're gone.
Yeah, you go first. Go and tell me what. Well, it's a holiday, so we might as well fool around a bit.
But I think there's an explanation to it, though. If it's true. If it's real, there must be an explanation. There is an Islamic explanation that I know.
That says what?
That, yes, things like that do happen. But there's a reason why they happen.
Why do they happen?
I don't like sharing.
No, share it. No, just tell us that this is what it is. You know, I'm ignorant. So educate me.
And you think I will actually fall into that? That you don't know anything?
You'll fall into it. Educate me. Masibe, yeah, go on. So what is this?
Yeah, bribe me.
What do you want? Name your price. Why would I want to know? In case I can fall into that category, come back and haunt you. What is the reason?
Why do you want to haunt me?
You know, you're my paddy man. I like you so much. How will I survive without you? But it'd be nice for us to do a program one day, and pretty soon, just for us to get perspectives from people and ask what actually happens when you die. It'd be nice. I read a book way back in the 70s. I will all recommend that book. I think it's Life After Life or something like that. I read the book, and at the end of the day, I came up with a bit of disbelief. I mean, it was a well-written book. It was clearly stated, but I still had my doubts after reading that book. I think it's called Life After Life.
Okay.
But I think it's better to be ignorant and just sit back, enjoy yourself, do good, and wait till
and just
that
be
day
good.
Comes. And just be good. Wait till that day comes.
Right. Let's go. Let's go back to business. It's a nice time out. Very nice timeout.
What's that?
The timeout we had.
Oh, okay. Nice today's a public holiday. I don't feel like walking, Jeff. Can we close now?
No, we can't.
We're
about 3 minutes.
Okay.
Vanguard has a story on page 12. Court orders release of Odili seized international passport.
Well, ex-governor Odili seems to have enjoyed a lot of court protection in his lifetime. There was a case of corruption brought against him And unless I am wrong, I wish I could put a phone call through to Libros or to my good friend Fashanu SAN to state clearly what the court said about how or whether he can be prosecuted or not. I'm a bit lost on that. And of course, reading this now, I don't have the time to cross-check. But I think there was some kind of judgment that said, by implication, maybe I should use that word, that he cannot be tried. And to the best of my knowledge, this is many years ago. I don't think the EFCC has appealed the judgment. And therefore, based on that, the accusation is hanging and no trial has taken place. And the man had been enjoying himself back and forth, until recently he was accosted at the airport and his passport was taken from him, based on the fact that he was a person of interest from the EFCC. And now, so he went to the court, like every good citizen. And now the judge has said that there was no legal justification for the action the NIS took against the former governor. This is what the judge said. He said, "I find that the seizure of the applicant's international passport was wrongful, illegal, contemptuous, arbitrary, and above all, unconstitutional." Let me ask Kubani this. Says, "From the evidence which has not been controverted in this case, the seizure of the international passport of the applicant upon his return from his medical trip," they always go for medical trips, "was done in a manner that dehumanized, belittled, harassed, and derided him. He therefore ordered the NIS to immediately release and return the seized passport, as well as tender an apology to the applicant," and so on and so forth. All this case is very peculiar. And unfortunately, people have alluded to so many things, which might not necessarily be so. One of it, of course, being that his wife is justice of the Supreme Court. And I don't really think that has anything to do with it. But I would like to have closure on whatever trial it is. And I'm sure Peter Odili himself would like to have closure, because from now on, you know, he's going to be on the lookout every time he wants to travel, every time he wants to do anything. He doesn't know what is going to show up.
Yeah.
I would like there to be closure. It's an indictment on us as a people, as a country, and a legal system, that a man who had been accused only almost about 13 or whatever years ago got this whatever it was injunction, still finds himself dangling in the balance in public eye. And I think. So, the judge has said that his passport should be returned to him, and we do not know if the NIS would appeal. But it would be nice for the new director, chairman of the EFCC, to give us a heads up on what exactly, where exactly is Odili's case? What is wrong? What? How can they? How can they make an attempt to vacate that order?
I can ask Ubani.
Ask Ubani if he's listening. Let him know that's what you used to throw him under the bus.
I can ask him at 8 o'clock. I know that he would have an insight into that. As we go, let me drop this one here on Facebook. Eze Fedigbo says, "Good morning, Uncle Jimmy and Sheriff. My dad died on the 19th of May 2009." And on the 20th, an old friend of his, whom he's never seen in decades, shows up and asks for my younger brother, whom he didn't know. And said my dad came to his shop in Port Harcourt and asked him to come, that there was something urgent he needed to get done. So the dad went to Port Harcourt to go and see this old friend, to and send told him- the old friend to tell his younger son to come.
To come where?
To Port Harcourt. There's an urgent thing that he needs to get done.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah, it's just alluding to the fact that these things still happen.
Well, I hear. You ever heard that something like that happened? You said what? Very similar. It happened to you?
No.
Oh, okay. If it didn't happen to you, you know. Well, if this ever happened to you, we'd like to know. I think anytime from now, Sheriff and I. Let's do it on Friday.
I think we should do it. Well, on Friday I may not be here.
Oh, you won't be here. Yes, I'd like to do it with you. Well, we think of a date. I think it's worth looking at.
Yeah, I think so.
Or is this thing better done in the evening? I don't want.
Okay.
I'm not doing it again. I've changed my mind.
Well, it's worth doing, though. I think there will be a lot of education in it.
The thing is that you will end up with a lot of people who are skeptical, who won't believe whatever I said. Like this story, how am I sure this guy didn't just put that thing together now? Because it didn't sound logical to go. He didn't call. He said he should go home and tell his younger brother.
Yeah.
I beg, what's his name?
Eze.
Eze, I don't believe this is your story. This one are tales by moonlight.
Mm. Mm. Okay. Oh, yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. Thank you so much.
All right.
Lagos, we're back tomorrow at 7:30 for this. But then dailies today start as early as 6:15. Let's take the news. After the news, we talk about the compulsory vaccination of civil servants.
Mommy, when is Aunt Valerie coming again?
So you can seize her phone again, Abby.
Watch.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.